It's Friday, March 31st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft introduces ads to Bing Chat as the AI technology expands into various industries and raises security concerns. And ConnectWise partners with CISA to strengthen cybersecurity for MSPs, and North Korea-linked hackers target 3CX video conferencing tool. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has announced that it is rolling out ads to Microsoft Bing Chat. The company is exploring placing ads in the chat experience. Wired has a dive into the concept of violet teaming. What's that? Well, quoting the piece, identifying how a system like GPT-4 might harm an institution or public good, and then supporting the development of tools using that same system to defend the institution or public good. You can think of this as a sort of judo. General-purpose AI systems are a vast new form of power being unleashed on the world, and that power can harm our public goods. Just as judo redirects the power of an attacker in order to neutralize them, violet teaming aims to redirect the power unleashed by AI systems in order to defend those public goods. In interesting product announcements, Read AI uses OpenAI's technology to convert a 60-minute video recording into a 2-minute highlight reel. Large language models integrated with video identify the key moments from a meeting, analyzing not just the spoken words, but the reaction from participants. Similarly, Zoom has announced that they are using their AI in Zoom IQ, powered assistant, to help participants catch up on meetings they are late to with summarization. Europol has shared a report that criminals are using ChatGPT to commit crimes. The agency admitted that all this information is already publicly available online, and that the model makes finding and understanding how to carry out specific crimes easier. Europol also highlighted that the model could be exploited to impersonate targets, facilitate fraud and phishing, or produce propaganda and disinformation to support terrorism. Unrelated, AI image generator Midjourney has halted free trials of its service, blaming an influx of new users, quote, because of massive amounts of people making throwaway accounts to get free images. On the Defender side, Microsoft has launched Microsoft Security Copilot, which looks identical to ChatGPT and focuses instead on a small set of vetted security sources. There are two intended use cases: as a chatbot to help prioritize relevant threat research and vulnerability disclosures, and as an assistant to figure out the extent of ongoing cyber incidents on networks. Currently, the new tool only pulls information from Microsoft's Threat Intelligence and Products, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and NIST's National Vulnerability Disclosure Database. Each response includes a citation to the source material. Speaking of NIST, they have launched a new AI resource center that builds upon NIST's AI resource management framework and AI playbook to support industry best practices in researching and developing socially responsible AI and machine learning systems, absent overreaching federal law. BuzzFeed spent some time with FreedomGPT, a supposed censor-free AI. It does exactly what you think it will, spewing offensive content, as you might expect. Why do we care? I've mentioned the different models and understanding their uses as a new skill for providers. Well, here's an example of why. Many companies and customers will want to know the protections to avoid getting into trouble, as limiting that exposure is required. Shocking no one, criminals are using it too, and companies like Midjourney are discovering the downsides of opening up to anybody. NIST, of course, now gives you the resources to be that consultant. Are violet teams part of that solution? I'm not sure, but I offered the concept for consideration. Microsoft, too, with a helpful entry into the defensive category. I also want to comment on pieces I've seen recently about cybersecurity and ChatGPT, with experts focusing on how the platform can generate code that's vulnerable to exploits. That's true, and so do humans. So saying it should be thoroughly vetted, inspected, and tested? Yeah, code should. So should human-written code. That's just fear-mongering. Which leads to tactical ideas. The flurry of useful products continues. ConnectWise has partnered with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative to enhance cybersecurity for MSPs. Through this partnership, ConnectWise will have access to the latest threat intelligence, best practices, and training material from CISA's JCDC. ConnectWise can share this information with MSPs to support ongoing efforts to defend against evolving cyber attacks. Also, a heads up from CrowdStrike that North Korea-linked hackers are actively attaching malware to the Windows and macOS versions of 3CX's video conferencing tool. Customers should uninstall the app from their devices and avoid using it unless necessary. The company is expected to have a rebuilt app available soon. Why do we care? Second story was shared with me by listener Tom as something of interest to other providers, mainly based on the reach of the product. It's important and super blocking and tackling. The first story I noted because while called a partnership, it's more that ConnectWise is a consumer of that information and will share that with its customers. It's a smart move, yet also a necessary one. Consuming that much information and simplifying it is hard, and if a vendor can do that work and offer it to customers, that's of value. It's a rare with government partnership of note, and frankly, I want to see more of this public-private type partnership. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit QuoteWorks.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Tater Day. So have a potato. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into Apple's end-to-end encryption. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.